imagine, just imagine the ruckus, the confusion, the I want to believe it's true, but really, surely not. Really? Kind of rush that the disciples had on that resurrection morning when rumours started to spread that Jesus had risen. Of course, they didn't know it was Resurrection Day. It was just another Sunday to them. They probably hadn't slept very well. There were probably still tears in their eyes, that dull headache you get when you've been weeping and processing grief. You know the one. Then all of a sudden, the women come running back from the tomb. He's risen! He's risen! Put yourself in their shoes for a moment. What they'd been going through, the shock, the grief, the fear. After all, were the religious leaders going to target them as well? Were they next for a crucifixion? He's risen! He's risen! Really? That resurrection back then was so amazing. So amazing. Totally amazing. Just as Jesus appeared to the disciples one by one, and he appeared to many, in each one, in their hearts, they knew that Christ is risen. What's going on in your life on this resurrection day? What are you processing? What's grabbed your attention? What's tugging at your emotions? Can you believe that the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Jesus the Messiah, Jesus the Son of God, is real for here and now? Romans chapter 6 verse 4. Therefore we have been buried with him by baptism into his death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. The resurrection of Jesus 2,000 years ago matters because it means that anyone who believes in him has a new life. Just as he was risen from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too are meant to walk in this newness of life. You and I, we're meant to live a resurrection life, born again, as Jesus said, to have a fresh, brand new life, a life of joy and peace amidst all our trials and challenges, a life of power and victory, resurrection power and victory over sin by our faith in this risen Jesus. I believe with all my heart that God wants you to know that today, to receive his living word into your heart. It may be that like the disciples back on that day, it's difficult to believe. It may be that you want to believe, but it's just too much of a stretch. But there is such incredible power in God's word, power to turn your life upside down. And today, he wants you to know that his gift to you through Jesus Christ is that you too would walk in the newness of life that was purchased for you on that cross and made real through that empty tomb. That's God's word, fresh for you today.